you have a second?
I've got three people in there right now, so...
Well, listen, okay. No. Do you remember that 4-3 case from 8-26 of 2003 with Officer Todd Edwards, the troublemaking officer?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Say that again.
Do you remember the 4-3 case for $3,000 that the police refused to do a report on, refused to investigate?
Yeah.
Well, okay. In any case, I wanted to make sure it was the same one because I paid 10 or 20 cents or whatever it was the page cost, and I got a copy of a police report with Officer Todd Edwards, a troublemaking officer who is the one that barred me from the U.S.
I just
wanted to find out one thing and one thing only for right now. Was that probably the case? And secondly, okay, number one, they actually refused to, even though the guy wrote the check for that amount of money, okay, and they had proof that they wrote the check and it was unauthorized, they refused to do anything about it, both that time and also when I called down there later, right? Well, I have some powerful friends, and I believe I might be able to get them to actually...
No, you stay the hell out of it.
Hey, I have the First Amendment right. I have the First Amendment right to get...
I said stay out of it. Now, I've got to go. I'll see you later.
Oh, so you don't... You're fine with being cheated, right? Well, I'm not.
Finding something at Publix, simply ask the closest associate. He or she will gladly walk you right to the item. No guessing, no trouble. Just the friendly, helpful service you've come to expect at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Today is Wednesday, April 9th. Publix time, 10:44 a.m. Current temperature, 65 degrees.
Partly sunny today, scattered showers with sprinkles, highs in the mid-70s, mostly clear this evening, lows in the mid-50s, mostly sunny Thursday, then becoming partly sunny, highs around 80.